Angie, one thing the legislature didn't do is go along with the governor on health care insurance for state employees. The governor wants all state employees to pay the same amount for health insurance. It was one of his promises to bring state health insurance costs in line with the national average. That's not happening, and apparently it's having an effect on PolitiFact's Scott-O-Meter.
That's right. It's got a stalled on our Scott-O-Meter. And we go into our report into a lot of details on how the state health insurance program works. But let me give you the headline. There's a small class of high-ranking employees, state House members. There are about 25,000 of these people. And they get very nicely priced insurance from their point of view. They pay about a little over $8 a month for individual coverage and $30 a month for family. So that's kind of the thing that Scott needs to address first to deal with this promise. And the legislature just again took a pass on making this group of high-ranking employees pay what all the other state workers pay.
Angie, I should probably point out at this point that as an employee of WUSF, I am a state employee, but not a high-ranking one. So I pay the higher rate. What is the legislature's rationale for sticking with this lower rate than the rest of the state employee workforce?
Well, I'm not sure that I've heard a very specific rationale. They're just leaving it in place. Now, Scott has said he would like to change it, but it wasn't one of his legislative priorities for 2013, and we didn't see any evidence that he lobbied or pressured lawmakers to make the change. So that's why it's stalled on our Scott-O-Meter.
Meanwhile, Angie, Rick Scott did some bragging recently, saying that the $74.1 billion budget he signed reflects the smallest state government workforce per 1,000 residents in this century. That would be since 2000. Is he right with those numbers, Angie?
You know, we ran the numbers on this and found he was on the right track. We rated this mostly true. Now, there are a few little details we should add. First, there's a couple of different ways you could measure the state workforce. You could look at federal labor statistics. But the way he used it, it seemed acceptable to us. And the other thing we would note is that the state workforce per capita has been declining for years. So this is a trend that predated Rick Scott. But he is on the right track here with his claim, and we rated it mostly true.
One of his big things is to privatize certain things that the government takes care of. I know you talk to experts all the time about what constitutes a workforce. Are people who work for private companies, but the companies get paid by the state, those are not state workers. Are there even kind of quasi-state workers?
This is where it does get tricky, because it's awfully hard to tell how much of the private workforce is doing jobs that had been the purview of state workers. That gets very hard to tell. We do know that Governor Scott has privatized some government functions. One area that he has targeted is saving money in the state prisons, but it gets very tricky to calculate that. But overall, just looking at the number of workers who are on the state budget, it is getting smaller as a percentage of the Florida population.
So mostly true, but it's part of a trend that began before he was governor.
That's right.
Angie Holan of PolitiFact Florida, thanks a lot.
Thank you.